Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
ORCID is the UK's leading charity working on behalf of anyone affected or interested in male cancers, prostate, testicular or penile cancer. It was established in 1996 by testicular cancer survivor Colin Osborne, MBE, and the oncologist who saved his life, Professor Tim Oliver. ORCID exists to save men's lives from cancer through a range of supporting services such as helplines, roadshows, educational awareness campaigns and a pioneering research program. In this series of programs, we are highlighting the ORCID Male Cancer Awareness Week between the 9th and 15th of April 2018. In front of me, I have Rebecca Porter, Chief Executive of ORCID Fighting Male Cancer Charity. She has led significant organizational growth since joining the charity in 2008. Under her leadership, ORCID has campaigned for better men's health care, developing a range of services for people affected or interested in male cancer, including male cancer information nurse programming launched in 2011, regional roadshows, specialist fact sheets, health and safety programs. She has successfully implemented a communications and marketing strategy to increase awareness of male cancer and encourage early diagnosis amongst the risk group. In 2009, she launched the first annual ORCID Male Cancer Awareness Week, an event which is now firmly established in the health awareness calendar. So that said, Rebecca, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very excited to be here. Thank you.
Fantastic. Now, you're with ORCID. So tell me exactly, and I've gone through the blurb, what exactly does ORCID do?
So we exist to support men and their families who are affected by or at risk of male-specific cancers. And we do this a number of ways, as you've explained. So we fund research to try and understand these cancers, why they happen, how they can be treated, how we can find better treatments for the future. We also run awareness campaigns and we go out into the community. We talk about male cancers. We talk to GPs and allied health care professionals, really to explain what these cancers are, to provide them with the resources that they might need to support their patients, family members. And perhaps where we're probably best known is in our support services. So we run a fantastic free phone helpline. It's staffed by very, very experienced nurses. So you can call up, you can have a chat with the nurses, ask some questions, talk about what you're going through, perhaps talk about your diagnosis, or if you're worried about symptoms, you can certainly have a chat with them. We also have free publications. We've got a really good website that you can have a look at. And we offer other services. So we support people who have had testicular cancer through a counselling service. We run community roadshows, and our nurses are out there talking to people who've been newly diagnosed. So we run a range of services for people. And perhaps the one that we're most excited about is a recent development funded by the Big Lottery, which is really working with men and their families across six London boroughs, specifically men from Black African and Black Caribbean communities at risk of or diagnosed with prostate cancer. So we're out there, we're talking to men, we're talking to the healthcare professionals about the work that we're doing. So we do work across the three areas and across the three male cancers. So those are prostate cancer, testicular cancer and penile cancer.
Okay, you actually specifically mentioned about obviously black males. Now, I fall into that category, so which makes it quite interesting for me. So why are you focusing specifically on black males?
Well, it's really interesting. So the Awareness Week, this is our 10th Awareness Week, and we're focusing on prostate cancer. And one of the things that we're doing is we're raising awareness of prostate cancer. We're getting men to talk about prostate cancer. And we're also working with Black African and Black Caribbean men to get them to understand that they are at greater risk of prostate cancer. So to give you an idea of what that means, about 1 in 8 men over the age of 50 will be diagnosed with prostate cancer at some time in their life. However, for men from Black African and Black Caribbean communities, what you find is the statistics are 1 in 4 men. So it's a real increase. And what we're doing as part of the week is we're really saying to those men, be aware that you're at greater risk.
So that said, why is it so high for black men?
Well, it's really interesting you actually ask that. So one of the things that we're doing during the Awareness Week is we're launching a campaign called Face Up to Prostate Cancer. And it really highlights four key risk factors for men. So one is family history. So for men, for example, who maybe have a father, a brother, an uncle, so close family members who have prostate cancer, we're saying to you, be on the lookout for risk factors, have a good conversation with your GP about risk factors, about possible tests that you might have. Age, which is the sort of the A bit of the FACE campaign, means that as men get older, their risk increases. So men aged over 50 certainly are at risk. But for black African and black Caribbean men, it's slightly younger. So you need to be thinking as a young man, if you're in your 40s, do you have an uncle, father, brother, as I said, who might have been diagnosed with prostate cancer? And be on the lookout. Get informed, get information from your GP and have a conversation with your GP. The other thing, so the C bit of our Face Up to Prostate Cancer campaign is change in urinary symptoms. So be on the lookout for any changes in your pee, going more frequently, or problems going to the toilet. And the big question that you really asked was, you know, why do men from this community find they're more at risk? Ethnicity plays a really huge part. We don't know the exact details of why it happens, but what we're saying as part of our Face Up to Prostate Cancer campaign is ethnicity plays a key role. So the thing to be on the lookout for is if you are a man, if you are a black male, African Caribbean man, and you are in your 40s, you've had close family members diagnosed with prostate cancer, you need to realize you're at risk and you need to get informed and make sure you go to your GP. One of the things that we are talking about during the Awareness Week is that almost 40% of cases of prostate cancer are diagnosed at the late stage, and that really just can't happen. We want men, particularly from this community, to be aware of their risk and to go out and do something about it as early as possible. The earlier you get it diagnosed, the better your chances.
Oh, okay. So it means that obviously people are getting the symptoms and not actually recognizing them. I mean, you did mention some of them, obviously, which you stated there. But again, maybe I fall into some of those categories quite well. Is there anything else you should be looking at? Because I know I personally, as an individual, maybe don't go to the doctor as often as I should do. And I know women tend to go much more than I do. So is there any way we can encourage us men to go to the doctor that much more regularly just to get checked up?
I think that's such a good point that you raise. I mean, I think women, and certainly a lot of the women that I talk to whose partners or husbands or sons are diagnosed with male cancer, say that women are so much better at going to the GP. We get used to it from a very young age. We take children to the GP. We take our elderly parents to the GP. We're just much more comfortable with the GP. Mm. What I would say to all men is, listen to your partner if he or she is really pushing you to go to the GP. Sometimes they're picking up things that you might not notice. So, for example, we often hear of women saying, I noticed that my partner or my husband was getting up in the middle of the night. He was going to the toilet more regularly. So listen to the women. If they are suggesting you go to the GP or they're pushing you to the GP, listen to what they're saying and go and make an appointment. Go and have a chat with your GP. It might be nothing to worry about, but having a good conversation with your GP is important. And we know it really does make a difference. The earlier you're diagnosed, very often the better the outcome.
Okay, so I'm definitely hearing that. That's something I get poked in the head about and go to the doctor. So I'm definitely giving that a try. Okay, so you do the themes for the Cancer Awareness Weeks. What's the theme for this year's?
So Male Cancer Awareness Week 2018, this is our 10th campaign, and we're very excited about the campaign because it's really a highlight of the year for us. It's a chance for us to go out and talk about male cancers, and specifically this year we're talking about prostate cancer, and it's great to be here with you to be able to say to your listeners, you know, be aware of prostate cancer, be aware of your risks. So what we're doing throughout the week is we're going to be launching some survey data that we did. So we interviewed over 1,000 men and we found some really interesting stats which I'd like to share with you. So just to give you an example, out of the 1,000 men we interviewed, 1 in 3 of them said they didn't know anything about prostate cancer. So really? That's really worrying for us. We also found that about 60% of the men we interviewed weren't confident at knowing their symptoms or looking at something that might be a symptom. So again, that's why we're really worried. And what was really interesting is out of the men, the Black African and Black Caribbean men that we interviewed, we found that more than half of them didn't know that ethnicity played a role. And that's really worrying. As I said during the interview, you know, one in four men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. So men, you need to know what your symptoms are, be aware of it. So we're going to be launching some of these survey statistics during the week. We're also launching a campaign called Face Up to Cancer. So FACE stands for F, family history. Age is obviously anyone over the age of 50 needs to be aware of their risk factors. For Black African and Black Caribbean men, it's in their 40s, they need to be aware of it. The C bit of FACE means change in urinary habits. So be on the lookout, really, for any changes in urinary habits. So, you know, going to the toilet more frequently or struggling to go to the toilet. And E, the E bit of FACE is ethnicity. So really, men, be aware of that. And also women listening to this program, you need to be having conversations with the men in your family.
Okay, so it really is about a change in your habits. So
you're, absolutely.
So if you're one of those people that doesn't, who sleeps through the night, I'm one of those people, I know I can sleep through the night without going, invariably, but if I'm up, I will go. But generally, so if that were to change, maybe I should actually get looked at.
Yeah, it's always worth having a conversation with your GP. You know, go in there, make an appointment, have a chat. And if you're still worried, keep going back. There's nothing to stop you going back to your GP and having a really good conversation, or calling our nurse and getting some information. Our nurses run a free phone helpline, and people are very welcome to call that and have a chat with our nurse.
Okay, so with the free phone helpline, how does that work? We just call and say what our fears are, our concerns are?
Completely free to call it, and the person answering the phone will be a qualified nurse with many years worth of experience. The free phone help number for ORCID is 0808 802 0010.
Okay.
Or you can visit our website and get all the details on there. You can also email the nurse, and you don't have to give your name, you don't have to give any details. If you want to remain completely anonymous, if you're worried about something and you want to remain anonymous, the great thing about the nurses is they won't take your details. They're just going to listen, they will support you. You can call them 5 times, 20 times, once, whatever you're most comfortable with, they're there to support you.
Oh, that's fantastic, because obviously I think from a male perspective, you know, sometimes you just want to do an inquiry, but you don't want to give any details. So, So the anonymous part of it is quite useful, I suppose. I think obviously there's a bit of concern and fear in the background of that as well, because obviously, as men, we don't go to the doctor that often, unless, I mean, I know from my perspective, I don't go unless I really, really have to. It's probably from upbringing, you know, you're the man, you've got to, you know, stand up for yourself. So this is quite handy to hear.
Well, one of the things that we would say is during Awareness Week, if you do just one thing during Awareness Week, it's get informed about prostate cancer or have a conversation with your GP or talk to our nurse. So if it's one thing you do during this week, make sure that you actually get informed and you realize you're at risk and you can do something really positive about it.
Okay, so how can other people get involved in this year's Awareness Week?
There are lots of ways to get involved. So on Wednesday, the 11th of April, we have a great event taking place in the early evening. So it's a river run along the Thames, which is always a really lovely event. So you can get involved in a 5K or a 10K. So if you want to sort of do the 5K, you can register on the day, or you can do the 10K by registering on the day. And it's a really lovely run. And the great thing about that event is that whatever your fitness level, come along, enjoy it. You'll meet our nurses, you'll meet our education team on the day. We'll have a trailer based in central London, just by St. Paul's Cathedral, where actually, if you're worried, you can come along and have a chat with our nurse. So he will be there manning the trailer from about 1 o'clock on the day. But it's a great opportunity. So do come down, have a chat with him, meet the team. And then if you're feeling energetic, then register and do the river run with us. So that takes place on the 11th of April. Every day during the Awareness Week, we'll be launching survey data and information. We'll be talking to people about prostate cancer. We're running roadshows right across the UK. So that's really a chance for men and their families to come along, have a chat about any concerns or worries, or just pick up information on prostate cancer. So lots of activities going on. If you are a GP or a nurse and you'd like some of our free resources to go into your centre, into your GP practice, or if you're a pharmacist and want information, or if you run a community centre or you have a sort of a team of people working with you, order some posters, order some materials from us and give them out. They're all free of charge, and there's so much you can do to help raise awareness of prostate cancer amongst those that you know, that you work with or you socialise with. We have lots of companies during the week who take our materials and put them in their reception area, put them in the health area, and it's a great way really of supporting your colleagues and friends. The same with social clubs as well. Lots of social clubs put up our posters and our free materials. We've also got some really good handouts for our Face Up to Prostate Cancer campaign. Mm-hmm. So you can give these out to colleagues, put them on the notice board. It all makes a big difference.
Okay, and I'm assuming you have a social media presence.
We do. So go onto our website. You'll see there's lots of activities going on during the week. We'll be releasing lots of survey data that we've conducted. We'll be talking about our Face Up to Prostate Cancer campaign. We'll be promoting the River Run. So there's lots of different ways you can get involved, support the week, and tell us your stories. If you're a man who's been recently diagnosed, if you're the partner of somebody who's been recently diagnosed, share your story with us. Let us know what happened. Contact us for help. Contact us for information. Or as I said, just sort of share the story, share the experience. We want men and their partners and their family and friends to be talking about prostate cancer, to be sharing their experience with others, to really be making men from the community very aware of their risk factors, and that there's lots and lots of things that they can do as well.
Wow. That sounds like it's going to be a very, very fulfilling and busy week for you in particular, I suppose.
It is a great week, actually. It really is the highlight for me of the year, because it's a chance for us to go out there, to talk to people, to raise awareness. We have fantastic support from people like Colourful Radio, which makes such a difference to us. So, you know, being able to get out there to talk about prostate cancer, to share some of the information that we've developed, to share some of the free information for people is great. It really, really does make a difference.